Hello everyone, this is Erin Edgar and I'm here to record the first in a series of tutorials on the blogging platform called WordPress. I'm recording this podcast using an Olympus DS50 digital voice recorder. I apologize in advance, therefore, if it sounds a little bit, when I edit this podcast, like I'm talking into a bucket. Sometimes it sounds that way with the DS50 after editing a podcast for whatever reason. I hope that JAWS will be slow enough for some of you and not too slow for the rest of you. I'm going to discuss with you today how to create a blog using WordPress. There are a couple of different ways to do this. You can either use WordPress.com, in which your blog will be placed on one of WordPress's servers, or you can use WordPress on your own domain, and I will discuss a little bit about how to create a blog in each format. We'll actually go through the creation of a blog on WordPress.com, and I will discuss how to create one on your own domain without actually going through the process, since I've already done that. On the next tutorial, I would like to go over the blogging interface that WordPress uses. I would like to talk about setting up your blog, the general settings, how you would do that. Also talk about how to write your first post. And in future episodes of this tutorial, if you will, there may be a couple more. I will talk, I know, about a couple of plugins for WordPress, but this is going to also depend on what you request. So if there's something, as I go through the general features today, I may not cover all of them in the tutorial as we go along, but if there's something that you would like to see, please let me know and I will be sure to cover that feature. All right, let's get started by creating a blog on WordPress.com. First, what I'm going to do is go through a few of the features that are available on the WordPress.com blogs, and then I'm going to create one. You can use whatever browser you want. I happen to really like Firefox. Let's see, let's go into Mozilla Firefox.
App start. 86%. Arrow. Google search.
It's up. Google is my home page, so that's what came up. And I am going to go into WordPress by typing WordPress.com.
Location edit comma. App start 25%. Google search. This is a secure form username colon. This is a secure form username colon.
And the title of this page is the page it comes up on.
Already hip WordPress.com right double angle bracket. Get a free blog here dash Mozilla Firefox.
Get a free blog here. And the Mozilla Firefox is just Firefox saying itself. So we've landed on the secure form to enter your blog. It's got username, you enter your password, it has a little checkbox for remember me. And if you've lost your password, you can get it back. It will email it to you. And then we have another heading.
WordPress news.
WordPress news.
List of 7 items.
And we've got a list of links here.
Right now in tags.
Right now in tags.
More like double angle bracket.
Which is another heading. I'm not really sure what that's all about.
Art, books, culture.
It's just more tags you can put your posts under, I believe, when you're writing a post. And tags are good because they help people who are searching for posts find posts using the search engines and searching in WordPress.
Wrap into the top, WordPress.com.
And then we get back to the top. That tags was another heading. So I'm going to pull up the list of links that are important. The two forms on this website, like we've kind of gone through, are the search form and the enter your blog form. So the list of links, the reason I like their setup here is because the links that are really important are at the beginning. And if you don't want any news or any of the other things, you only need the first 18 to 20 links. And it's good that when you go in, it's assuming you've already signed up and you land directly on the blog entry form. So, I'm going to pull up the list of links. I'm not going to go over them. I kind of changed my mind about that. I am going to go into the link marked Features.
Links list. Links list view. WordPress.com. 1 of 60.
The little pop is a dialog. I've opened the dialog that JAWS has for listing the links. And I'll just go down.
Home. Sign up. Features.
To the Features link.
App start. Hit 50%. Enter. Arrow.
And here we go. I'm going to kind of go through the features, and as I do, I'm going to actually talk about them a little bit, but JAWS will be reading the headings
WordPress.com. Features.
Features. It's a level 2 heading. I got the little piano notes going on here. So level 2 heading, and the features are level 3 headings. If that's at all interesting, you can get to them by 2, 3. You can pull up the headings list in JAWS and get to them that way. I'm just hitting H so that I can cover all of the features. So here we go.
It takes seconds and is free.
It takes seconds and is free. If you want a WordPress.com blog, you don't want any extra space, you don't want to do anything else with it, you don't want to put it on your own domain, that takes a little longer than seconds. You just want WordPress.com as your blogging platform. So it's not that, it doesn't take that long, and we will go through how to create one, and we'll actually create one in a second here.
Dozens of gorgeous themes.
Dozens of gorgeous themes. This is a way, it's primarily a visual thing. I believe we all know what themes are, that people can view your blog and it just looks different. WordPress.com has dozens of themes that you can choose from.
Categorize and tag your posts.
Categorize and tag your posts. You can tag your posts so that search engines can find them. And you can also categorize them in different categories. If you want your blog to consist of different things, you want posts to be kind of organized, you can organize them into whatever categories you want. And I'll go through how to create categories and things on a future part of this tutorial.
Spell dash check, previews, autosave, words, photos, videos.
Well, you can embed photos and videos in your blog. You can spell check it. You can automatically save it. It'll automatically save, for instance, if you have to exit for any reason and forget to save, it will automatically save them. Your post.
Spell dash check, previews, autosave, words, photos.
Okay. You can preview your post before you even put it on the page. It will put it up. It will give you a preview of what it's going to look like when it's on the page, so you don't put it up and you think, oh, whoops, I didn't put these in an ordered list, and I wanted an ordered list. I have to re-edit it and everything, and that's going to be a mess. So you can preview it, and if something is wrong, or your formatting's wrong, or you've even got wrong words in there, you can go in and change it before it's even put up.
Integrated stat system.
Integrated stat system. This basically means that as you're going along in your blog, it will automatically keep track of how many categories you've got, how many posts are in each category, how many comments you've gotten, etc.
Automatic spam protection.
Automatic spam protection. WordPress.com has a plugin, a little widget that's installed automatically when you create a blog. It's called Akismet, and it protects against a lot of spam. It's actually quite good. I have it on my own blog.
Lots of privacy options, including members-only blogs.
There are many privacy options, including members-only blogs. You can what that means is basically anyone who views your blog has to be a member, has to register to do that. It can also have it set up so that anyone who comments must be registered with your blog.
Import from Blogger, TypePad, LiveJournal, and more.
This is very handy. You can import from Blogger, TypePad, LiveJournal, and other blogging software. So if you've already got a blog on one of those other platforms, and for some reason you think WordPress will be better for you, you can import from those.
Great help if you need it.
Great help. You can get help with WordPress.com forums, as I kind of said before when I talked a little bit about the support option, the support link at the top of the page.
A great blogging community.
A great blogging community. That's kind of the same thing. You can exchange ideas on the forum on how to improve your blog.
Easily track follow-ups to your comments.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Sidebar widgets for Flickr, Dell.ico.us, Mevo, and more.
There are some sidebar widgets. Widgets are kind of like plugins. WordPress.com just calls them widgets. Those are sidebar widgets you can put in there so that your blog can be marked on social sites like Delicious and other sites that are similar.
Manage regular pages, not just blog posts.
This is very handy. WordPress.com allows you to create regular pages. If you want static content on your blog, you've got lists of groups of links that you want to create. You don't really want to write about them. You just want to have them up there. You can create pages, and you can call them whatever you want, and it will put them in there.
Export.
This is what I will probably end up doing, because my blog is on a domain with WordPress on it. If I'm going to create a blog on WordPress.com so I can show you the interface, it's going to be pretty similar to the one that is displayed if you have WordPress on your own domain, but I will kind of go through both in the tutorials, point out differences regarding the general interface and accessibility differences, if there are any. So the blog I'm going to create with WordPress.com is going to be for pretty much this tutorial only. And after I get done with it, if I really want to, I can put all my posts and things in an XML file and export them to my own blog and just take this blog and delete it.
Multiple blogs and multiple authors.
Multiple blogs and multiple authors. You can have multiple blogs on here if you want. If for some reason different categories aren't going to do it for you, you want an entire blog on an entire new subject, you can do that. You can have more than one author who writes to your blog. And they'll have different levels of privileges, but you can have more than one author, which is quite handy.
No rebuilding.
No rebuilding. This basically means that once you finish writing a post, it's up there immediately almost. You don't really have to wait on it to get up there. It's pretty much up there automatically.
Very fast and reliable service.
Very fast and reliable service. That's pretty self-explanatory. Advertising, you can put ads on your blog, like from Google and other sources, if you want. Occasionally, WordPress will put an ad on your blog. It doesn't happen very often, but you can control that if you want to have ads put on your blog yourself.
Wrapping the top, WordPress.com.
Those are some of the main features. And now I will go into the advanced features link, which you can get to from the features. And we'll show you some of the advanced features, most of which you have to pay for. They do cost, but some people might want them. Most people probably don't. You just want a simple, very easy to use blog. So let's see.
Links list. Caps lock on. Whoops. Caps lock off. Advanced. Story. Support. Features. Advanced.
I just want to make sure that that was the next thing I indeed wanted to visit. It's the advanced link. I got to it with A. First of all, hitting the caps lock by accident.
App start, 73%, arrow.
Now, Firefox doesn't always tell you when it's 100% loaded, so you just kind of have to guess.
Wrapping the top, advanced services.
Advanced services, a level 2 heading. So, you're on there.
Wrapping the top, WordPress.com, advanced services.
Oh, I guess it doesn't give you those in different headings.
No place markers. List of 5 items.
Sorry about that.
Bullet.
WordPress.com premium features.
There are some
paid upgrades for your WordPress.com blog.
Paid upgrades that you can get for your blog. They include, among other things, more space. That's pretty much the main one if you would want that.
Bullet.
WordPress.com VIP hosting.
Host your high traffic or commercial blog on the WordPress.com infrastructure.
I really don't know what that does, and I'm not going to pay for it, so I'm really not interested in finding out.
WordPress.org.
This link, WordPress.org, takes you to WordPress.org. That site is concerned with how to install WordPress on your own domain. So, for instance, my domain is eclecticstrand.com, and I have WordPress installed as my blogging platform content manager of choice. A lot of hosts will have content managers that they support. And the host that I have, GoDaddy, has WordPress as one of its content managers. So basically, to install it on your website, on your domain, it's basically a one-click kind of a deal. It kind of does it for you. There is a way to install WordPress on your own domain if it is not a hosting partner with your host. If you want more detailed overview, you can go to WordPress.org. So,
wrapping the top, WordPress advanced, wrapping advanced services.
Then there is a link to a couple more advanced links. You've got another link that kind of shows you WordPress.com versus WordPress.org. Basically goes into a little detail about why they're different. You can translate your blog into other languages. You can have WordPress do it for you if you want that. And your last feature is you can access your blog via your mobile device, Palm Pilot, PDA, cell phone, whatever. It's m.wordpress.com. And I don't think you may have to configure your blog for that. I'm not certain. But I'm going to go in to the link entitled
More info on WordPress.com and yes, WordPress.org right there.
Just so you can get kind of the pros and cons of each.
Read only.
More info on WordPress.com, yes, WordPress.org.
App start, 33%, arrow.
Basically, the difference is that WordPress.org is more customizable than WordPress.com. This is primarily because WordPress, as blogging software through WordPress.org, is installed on your own personal domain. You have the ability to upload more plugins, more themes, than WordPress.com supports. In WordPress.com, the plugins are called widgets, and there are some. But with WordPress.org, you have more ability to customize the software to your own personal needs. Some of the benefits of WordPress.org include
full ability to upload themes.
You can upload,
themes,
you can upload more plugins. There are thousands of plugins that, since this is open source software, people have developed and submitted and that are available through WordPress.org.
Bullet break community. Bullet complete control to change code if you're technically minded.
Ah, yes. There's the one that we wanted. If you want to change the code for the software, you know, make fundamental changes, you can do that if you're technically minded to do things like that. I'm not.
Space. C. List end. WordPress.org cons.
The cons of WordPress.org.
List of simple bullet required. Bullet, you need a good web host, which generally costs $7-12 a month.
You need a good web host, which generally costs some money. I use GoDaddy, but WordPress.org has a link to other hosting partners that it has, and also suggestions on other hosts that you can use that may not have WordPress.org as one of their partner content management platforms, but on whose web servers you can install the software.
Well, it requires more technical knowledge to set up and run.
Yeah, it requires a little more technical knowledge to set up and actually run it.
Bullet, you're responsible for stopping spam.
You're responsible for stopping your own spam. WordPress.com has Akismet already built into it as one of its features. And WordPress.org, Akismet, or any other spam plugins are extra, so you have to upload them to your plugins directory and enable them.
Bullet, you have to handle backups.
You have to do your own backups. With WordPress.com, it backs up for you automatically.
Bullet, you must upgrade the software manually when a new version comes out.
You need to upgrade the software manually when a new version comes out. It's very painless. Actually, especially if you have WordPress as a content management partner that your host automatically supports. I had WordPress 2.3 something, and 2.5 came out, and there were some fundamental changes. And I just click, and it just upgraded. It was pretty painless.
Bullet, if you get a huge spike in traffic left parent like digger slash the right parent, your site will probably go down.
Yeah, if you get a huge spike in traffic, if some of these social websites, if you have your blog linked to them, dig, slash dot, all this other kind of stuff, if you have your blog linked to them and all of a sudden just hordes of people come to it, it might not be able to handle it as easily.
List end. WordPress.com benefits.
Okay, benefits with WordPress.com.
List of set bullet, it's free and much easier.
It's free and much easier. With WordPress.org, you have to pay for your own host.
Bullet, everything is taken care of, colon, setup, upgrades, backups, security, etc.
You have all that taken care of for you.
Bullet, your blog is on dozens of servers, so it's highly unlikely it will go down due to traffic.
The traffic thing that we discussed earlier, your blog is on dozens of different servers. So if you have a lot of traffic, other servers can pick that up.
Bullet, your posts are backed up hourly. Bullet, you get extra traffic from
blogs of the day
and
tags.
Bullet, you can find like dash-minded bloggers using tag and friend server.
Okay, WordPress.com automatically has tags kind of built into it. With WordPress.org, you need to create your own tags, and you can do that pretty easily.
Bullet, your login is secure left parent, SSL right parent, so no one can get into your account if you use Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi? I'm not exactly certain what that is. If you use
Wi-Fi, I space.
Oh, Wi-Fi. Okay, there you go.
List end. WordPress.com cons.
WordPress.com cons.
List of two items. Bullet, limited customization of themes left parent, though you're adding more every day right parent. Bullet, you can't hack the code behind your blog.
You can't hack the code behind your blog. And, you know, we often think of hackers as having malicious effects on computer software and, you know, as bad people. But hacking really means introducing innovations into software, whether they're bad or good. This particular link, which is concerning the pros and cons of WordPress.org versus WordPress.com, is in the FAQ for WordPress. I'm not going to go into other things in the FAQ. You can get to it and, you know, browse through it at your leisure. It's basically a guide to how to use WordPress.com. and blog on that, and blog with it. What I like about this site is you can really get to any of the main links from anywhere on the site. So I'm kind of buried in here with under the advanced features and all this kind of stuff. But I want to sign up for a blog on WordPress.com. This is the next step in this tutorial. So I'm on the sign up link. I hit enter.
25%. Frequently asked questions arrow.
Go to the next heading.
Drag into the top WordPress, get your own WordPress.com account in seconds.
All right, here we go.
Fill out this one dash step form and you'll be logging seconds later. Land username colon edit.
Now this is going to be where you're going to enter your username. This is a form that you'll need to fill out. The fields, I'm going to fill. Just go ahead and fill this out.
Forms mode on, username colon edit, type in text.
And I'm going to enter a username. Here we go, username.
Forms mode on. Password colon password edit, type in text.
And you need to enter a password.
Good. Confirm colon password edit, type in text.
And you need to confirm it.
Mail address colon edit, type in text.
And the email address, I'm kind of in the form so you can't read this, but it will describe what the purpose of this is. It is to let you know of any administrative changes or announcements, so that's why they need that. So enter an email address that you want all your stuff sent to.
I have read and agreed to the fascinating terms of service. I have read and agreed to the check press space bar.
Okay, this is where you agree to basically the terms of service. I'm not going to read those, but it basically states that you are responsible for your own content. WordPress.com is not responsible for that. You're responsible for maintaining your blog. You know, there are 13 or 14 different things, but I'm not going to go into that. It's kind of pointless. I mean, you can go into it yourself, and I would encourage you to read it.
Fascinating terms of service to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I have checked that checkbox.
Give a blog, left parent like username.wordpress.com, right parent 2 of 2 to change the selection, press up.
Give me a blog. So here we go. We're going to create
forms mode
press enter. Once you sign in, it says welcome back. So you have your dashboard, which is where you go and do pretty much everything. Write posts, put things in your blog role, categorize things, edit pages, all this kind of thing. Customize your blog. You have a title for your blog. You enter the title there. It's called My Weblog, but you can put whatever title you want in there. So basically, we've created a blog using WordPress.com. It hasn't taken long at all. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope it hasn't been too confusing. I will be demonstrating in future podcasts how to write and create posts, categories, and pages, and how to configure your blog on WordPress.com. And I will be comparing it to WordPress.org because really there are similar features, but WordPress.org has a couple of different issues that I'll address as well. But this will give you a good kind of overview of how to write posts in both, using both platforms. And also I will kind of go over in another part of the tutorial various widgets that are available on WordPress.com. They have a few different themes you can choose from, different widgets you can choose from, and also go into a little more detail on some of them that are available on WordPress.org that you might find handy to install on your own domain when you're running WordPress. If you would like to contact me, you can reach me at Sprite156, that's SPRITE156, at gmail.com. If you'd like to view my blog, you can do that by going to http://eclecticstrand, ECLECTIC, strand, one word, .com. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.